Morning Watch, Day 4, The Will of God, Week 7. Taking the Lord's yoke, the Father's will, upon us, and learning from Him to find rest for our souls. Related verses. Exodus 31, 13, and 15. Verse 13. Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, You shall surely keep my Sabbaths. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Jehovah who sanctifies you. Verse 15. 6 days work shall be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to Jehovah. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. Genesis 2:2. And on the seventh day, God finished his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Hebrews 4:9-11. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For he who has entered into his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his own. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall after the same example of disobedience. Philippians 3:1. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord, to write the same things to you. For me it is not irksome, but for you it is safe. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Always rejoice. Suggested reading. After God gave the revelation concerning the tabernacle and the furniture, and after God selected the builders and gave Moses a charge regarding them, he went on to speak again of the Sabbath. It seems as if God were saying, Do not forget my Sabbath. Don't take the excuse that you are not laboring on your own business, but are doing a divine work. You should not think that because you are working to build my dwelling place, you can work every day continually. No. Even in doing my divine work, the work of building the tabernacle, you must still bear a sign to indicate that you are my people and you need me. Therefore, you need to enjoy me first. Then you will be able to work not only for me, but also with me and by being one with me. I will be your strength to work and your energy to labor. You must do the work of building my dwelling place with me, by me, and in oneness with me. If you try to do a good work for me by yourselves, leaving me aside, that would be an insult to me, for that is a sign of the devil's people. You are my people, and you should bear a sign that you need me to be your enjoyment, strength, and energy. You need me to be your everything so that you may be able to work for me. By working in this way, you honor me and glorify me. This is to bear a sign indicating that you are my people. We all need to learn a basic lesson regarding the Sabbath. The Sabbath means that before we work for God, we need to enjoy God and be filled with Him. If we have enjoyed God, and if we have been filled with God, then we are ready to work for Him. Such work will not be by ourselves. It will be by God. Consider Peter's situation on the day of Pentecost. When Peter stood up to preach the gospel, he did not preach by himself. He preached by the very God who had filled him up. In preaching the gospel, Peter was not empty. He preached the gospel by the infilling God, by the infilling Spirit. Therefore, Peter had a sign that he was God's co-worker, and his gospel preaching was an honor and glory to God. The people of the world all work by themselves. They do not have a sign on them that indicates that they belong to God. They do not enjoy God. They do not rest with God. And they do not work with God. Our situation is altogether different because we have a sign. The sign is that we rest with God, enjoy God, and are filled up with God first, and then we work with the very one who fills us. Furthermore, we not only work with God, but we work as those who are one with God. I pray repeatedly, Lord, in my speaking, I want to practice being one spirit with you, so that my speaking will be your speaking. Lord, it must be that you speak in my speaking. If you are not one with me, I will not speak anything. I would never speak in my empty self. That would be a blasphemy to you, an insult to you. Lord, I would speak not only with you, but also by being one with you. Those who listen must have the impression that while I am speaking, you are one with me. Lord, my speaking involves the practice, not only from my side, that I am one spirit with you. It also involves the practice on your side, that you are one spirit with me. If we would speak this way, what an honor and glory it would be to the Lord. This is the sign of the Sabbath. In my speaking, I always seek to bear a sign that my Lord is my Sabbath. He is my rest, my refreshment, my energy, my strength, and my everything for ministering the word.